the TGV is based on many quite novel things in technology. First, France, I think, was the first country to feed the locomotive with normal industrial current, that is 50 hertz current. Before, it was fed on DC, and in America, it was fed on 25 cycles. And I don't know if it's not still the main feeding for electric locomotive in the States. We fed, I think, in 1960s, we fed all our railroad with a normal 50 cycle volts at high voltage. That's 25,000 volts on the
overhead wire.
Overhead wire. So the current are not so high because it's 25,000 volts, and it was possible to draw a much larger power from the headline due to that. Then it was also necessary to study the return of AC, 50 cycle AC, by the rail and by the ground, which was completely unknown of this time. And all that was made mainly by the French National Railroad, that is SNCF, the National Society of Chemin de Fer, and at Alstom, we studied the completely new type of suspension of the car, the spring system of the car, so that they can run at much higher speed without oscillation and resonance, and at this time, not between 60 and 80, this type of train broke, and it is still valid, the world record on train speed at 525 kilometers an hour, which is quite fast. And that gave birth to the TGV. There was a lot of proposal for building other type of rapid train, either by air suspension or magnetic suspension, and for many reasons which I'm willing to discuss with you, I always told the president of our company that all of them will have difficulty and will not succeed, and that high speed on rail was the proper solution, and it did. At this time, on the other hand, I knew the American electrical and engineering situation quite well, because I will tell you, if you need, that I spent several years with AT&T in the state, in New York, so I know the people. That's where I pick up the bad English, still living. I am still friends with some of my engineers of this time in the 1940s, still good friends, and one of them is in Paris and went to my home last week, after 50 years. That's a good friendship, 50 years. And at this time, you know, in the state there were about 2,000 electric utilities. All of them were separated. All of them had their own factory, their own transmission line, and they were 2,000 independent manufacturers and commercial dealers of electrical power. At this time, I foresaw that the economical push for connecting those utilities with one another will soon become a reality, because there are difference of peak hours, difference of habits, difference of type of consumption, and having connection between the various utilities was a source of financial economy. So I realized, and I was one of the first one, and the only one in France at this time, to foresee that America will become buyer of high voltage, long distance electrical transmission lines. And Alstom was building and developing this type of equipment in Europe, and we were leading European manufacturer of this type of equipment, transformers, insulator, circuit breaker and the like, and we were building equipment up to 450 kilovolts, then a little later to 750 kilovolts. And we sold this type of equipment to all over the world, even including Russia. But none was used in America this time. So I took all the people associated with this type of technology, and I toured most electrical utilities in America to show them that when they will need it, we have this equipment ready to install. And that time came, naturally. And we made very large business in America, and we built factories in America. The French Alstom built factories and in America and in Canada. By the way, Alcatel-Alstom is a company, one of the few European companies having the size, about the size of General Electric. We were at the best of the peak of our activity, around 300,000 people. So that really was a big company. So I went very often in America as chief scientist to help the commercial people explain what they made, and make the connection between the American engineers who realized that long distance was a good choice, and we who were manufacturing this type of equipment. And from this time, that's in the 1960, I become as much associated with electrical engineering as on radio and electronics. And at this time, I decided to leave electronics and radio to the younger people and concentrate on high power electricity and mechanics, which much less people were well mastering. That's, in a few words, the answer to your question.